Minister, I don't dispute that this was an independent process, but it's an entirely flawed process. How two government departments working with Pobl, who are responsible for assisting communities to tackle poverty and to improve inclusion across the state, how on earth, after an extensive process, you come up with a map like that, where no organisations north of Roscommon and Dublin were given any funding, is absolutely shocking. How can it be that these government departments in Pobl couldn't have worked? I mean, we're talking here in terms of Donegal, we're talking about iCare, we're talking about the Blues Hack Foundation that works with young people with special needs, we're talking about Extern. These are all impressive, trusted organisations. How on earth they couldn't have been worked with? They couldn't have been assisted in terms of making sure that the project fitted the criteria appropriately is beyond me. But I have to say to you, Minister, this, that for the government to stand over a national EU co-funded measure that has a map like that, that leaves such a huge gap, is absolutely indefensible. And I'm saying here again that you have to immediately review this process and go back to the organisations in those counties that are left behind. I'm here speaking about my own home county of Donegal. I'm absolutely outraged because I know the organisations. I'm going to speak about iCare. iCare, and the Minister, Finian McGrath, knows this. He met them last November. He knows that they are about to go to the wall in terms of many of their services. That means 105 young people that they've supported cannot be supported in the same way moving forward. No money from government. And now this kick in the teeth. And we're told that it's independent and criteria. People's heads are torn apart with bureaucracy. Where's the humanity in a decision like that that leaves so many young people with disabilities left behind across a huge swathe of this country? It's indefensible. The process is flawed. It needs to be reviewed and the government must reverse the approach they've taken here. They must do justice by the young people with disabilities in my county of Donegal and all of these counties that are in the same counties that are always left behind.